I really appreciate how he handled this estate by appointing me to serve. Of course, as a mother, you know the heart we have. Just to take you back in 2011 when we were doing the referendum activities, I've been one of the local persons for training for this estate. And during our last workshop in Juba, the man who was teaching us gave us this question: why am I taking this decision to go for the self-determination of the people of this country? What I told him was, it's my experience from Juba to Khartoum and back to Juba, and to see the suffering of the people. I have a pain in my heart that need to be alleviated in the heart of people of South Sudan in general. And indeed, I want to thank Almighty God, because we achieve our independence. With that, with my appointment now, I'm looking forward to make a smile, to make a smile on the face of people of Yambio Municipality, the people of Gudru Estate, and the people of South Sudan at large.
Worship Mayor, this is not an easy task. We understand the situation in this estate and in particular this county. How challenging is it for you?
With the background of local government, I know what are the challenges of this for this county and for this estate. The first challenge is garbage, and it is not only for this estate, worldwide. I've traveled to Ghana, I've traveled to UK, I've traveled to Rwanda. Then the issue of garbage, I took a sample from my visit to Rwanda. In Rwanda, the people in Rwanda love their country. You can't see a small child challenging a big person when she throw down a garbage. That to me was a real hard for the nations. And I would love the people of South Sudan to love their country, to educate their children, to love their country, and to keep the country a modern country for the world.
Yeah, you have seen the example of Rwanda. How would you like to emulate this here?
With the issue of Rwanda, we had the woman who take us through the connection of the connection of women on the ground, connection of the community on the ground, to bring everybody on the ground. First, to change their attitude, because the big things we have is attitude. If I don't have attitude for changes, it will be difficult. So, with my appointment as the new mayor, I will call upon the people of Yambio County first to love their land. Second, to love their people, the health of their people, because the moment they love their land and they love the health of people, we will work together to keep our environment to the standard of the world.
Your last message, Worship Mayor?
My last message is I want to really congratulate the governor of this estate. He's a man of peace. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sending this across the world, that let us build a heart of peace for the people of South Sudan to be in peace. And for the people of Yambio County, I know it is not easy for a woman to become a worship and to be a commissioner. There's a lot of challenges. I will appreciate and call upon every community in Yambio to cooperate. I'm going to use an open door administration. Whether you are an old person, you are a small child, and you have a concern that you need to address in Yambio County, please, I'm there to work together with you. And another challenge will be the issue of land, of which I'm happy we have the Honorable Minister for the Fiscal Infrastructure, and we have the Minister of Health. These people, they will be the one together with me to make the Yambio people need to live in.